Hello there, Richard Del Conner here, founder of Shaolin Records and staff producer. And I'm excited to inform you of what I'm doing right now as an artist and music producer. This is 2021, and this year I have obtained Logic Pro, the software program from Apple, which is a DAW, a digital audio workstation. I've been working in Pro Tools for 10 years, then I was homeless for 10 years, and now I'm back. And rather than going back to Pro Tools, I need Logic Pro. And the reason was, I'm going to be playing the orchestra. Now, I was actually telling everybody the last 5-6 years that I played every instrument I want to play. Now, you know, I started in keyboards and trombone and guitar, of course, vocals, and flute and harmonica and bass. And then I went to an acoustic guitar. And then I went into Chinese instruments and played the peepaw and various bamboo flutes percussion, even the shakuhachi, which is really Japanese, but I have one custom made for me. And I've really decided that, well, what the next instrument I want to play is the orchestra. And the one thing that's been lacking from all Shaolin Records productions is that we've never had an arranger and we've never had orchestration on any of our American Zen releases or any other releases, of which there have only been a few. And so in order to really make something commercial, every pop hit or song you can probably think of has some orchestral strings or horns or female vocals. It's got something added to it that's not part of the band. And American Zen and all our artists, which are really mostly me, especially for the last 30 years, I'm playing all the instruments. And so I don't play violins or cellos or horns. Well, I used to play trombone, but I could not play trombone and play flute at the same time. The trombone requires you to put your lips into that cup, that mouthpiece, and it makes your lips pucker into that thing. And when you go to play flute, you can't get that pucker out to actually tighten up your lips to play the flute. So you cannot play trombone and flute at the same time. It's absolutely impossible. It would take me 3 days after playing the trombone to where I could play the flute again. So I finally had to sell all my trombones, and I had a really cool collection. So my first adventure into this, so as I say, I'm going to start playing the orchestra. That's my next instrument, and that's the next step up the ladder for Shaolin Records. So I've got the digital audio workstation, which is Logic Pro X, and then I had to buy another program for $500, which was Kontakt, K-O-N-T-A-K-T, Kontakt. And Kontakt works with Logic Pro so that then I can get all these orchestral sample programs and then be able to play them on a keyboard or some sort of digital, you know, some sort of keyboard interface to where when I play a note on the keyboard, it plays that sample of a violin going or tick. It plays, so I get a choice of like 16 or more samples of every note played by that instrument. So then I note by note can create a musical performance of a real violin or a cello or in this case trombones. So the first album I'm going to do is going to be Kung Fu Cowboy Scorpion Resurrection, and it's just perfect for a horn section. But I don't want to just make a normal type horn section. I can't do anything normal. So, and then I got a total bias and prejudice towards trombones. I mean, a loving prejudice. So I've purchased two sample programs on the trombone. One from 8DO called Fire Trombone, in which they had some guy play more of a jazz, really, you know, not like an orchestra where you have to play everything mellow and blend in with the other instruments, but somebody who's playing the trombone so it stood out, isn't it, more individually. And so I got that program. And then I stumbled on this other one called Big Swing Face, which is by a guy who's obviously a performer. And he created this trombone app of him playing all the trombone and a really neat interface on how to play the notes and add accents and make them sound more realistic, you know, because he's playing them realistic, but you still sometimes want what they call an arc. In other words, when you play the note, it starts a little softer and then goes bigger and a little softer as you cut it off to make it more realistic. And so I'm really excited about creating my first trombone performances on this next record and learning how to use all this stuff, which is fortunately, a learning curve for me. I mean, I love learning curves, but it means that it's going to slow me down, and it's something you get better at with time, and I'd rather be great from the start. So we will see how great I am from the start. So that's what's going to happen. Scorpion Resurrection is going to have these two trombones playing. And then I've got strings and things like that, but that's why I paid the $500 for the contact, is I got the more expensive version with all these other samples. So I do have violins and cellos, and I prefer the violas. In fact, so the violins aren't going to have much of a place, and the trumpets aren't going to have much of a place. I'm going to play a really darker, low-end orchestrations and arrangements on the Scorpion Resurrection album. So it's going to sound very unique. And plus, it's just going to be my first time doing it, so that's going to make it unique, too. So I'm really excited. And this next album, and so I've got all this equipment, and I'm ready to go, and I've already started. Each night, I kind of chip away at getting the songs ready in the Logic Pro. I've got to kind of like match up all the existing drums and bass and guitars, which I've recorded over the last few years, recording them in my car when I was living there. And so I'm actually arranging all these things, trying to figure out what I have to redo or add to it, which isn't a whole lot. I mean, I really have great performances right there in my car. And I did borrow a guy when Scott Karahadian was moving out of his apartment. His roommates were gone, and most of his stuff was out, and the living room was pretty cleared out. And so what I did was I set up my Marshall amp, and we put one mic on it really close, and then the other one about 20 feet away. Actually, I might have measured 18 feet. I might have the details on that. But then, and up higher, so it caught more of the room sound. So I've got a close sound and a distant sound that I can mix together, which is kind of like what Jimmy Page did on the first couple Led Zeppelin albums. And so I'll have that for that guitar. And then I've got the guitar that I cut in my car, the Tacoma Studios, as I called it. And the bass, which I recorded there also in Tacoma Studios, because I could just plug the bass directly into the Zoom recorder, which I'm recording on right now. That's the next upgrade I need, is to actually get a mix console. And the most inexpensive one I've been able to find is a 12-channel mix console, which will probably be more than I need right now. Even if I get my drum set out, I don't have 12 microphones. So 12 is going beyond what I could fill, more things than I could plug into it right now anyway. And it's got good reviews, and it's one of the more inexpensive ones. So I'm hoping that's going to be my next purchase. So for about, I don't know, what it is, $800, well, with tax, yeah, it'd be $900. So anyway, I've got some purchases. In fact, I actually got a piano, because I didn't realize I was going to be doing this digital thing when I did that. And I wasn't thinking of it being a controller for the orchestra, but it can be. And I've already tested it, and it will. But it doesn't have the expression pedals and other things that something that's made to do what I need it to do does. And the one that I want is $1,000. And that keyboard controller has little wheels on it, so I can, like I said, make more expression. Or I'll buy a foot pedal, you know, and do it. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So right now, I'm going to be recording on my 4-track here in my closet, and then moving those over to the computer, and then all the digital stuff, I'll be going through my keyboard, will be the controller, using these samples. And, you know, I'm paying money for all these samples, and they're the best I could find. And then I've got to take these samples and then create realistic performances. They're real recordings of each note, but I've got to kind of link them together and make them sound expressive. And of course, I got to create interesting melodies, which is new for me. Actually writing horn parts and string parts is something I've never done before. I've got them in my head, and as you know from my American Zen albums, I do arrange background vocals and other instruments and even the flute, you know, so I can do it. I do it from my head. I don't write it out. So we will see. I'm excited, though. I'm adventuring into brand new territory here, and Shaolin Records might still get on the charts here, because we've never even gotten close, to be honest with you. None of my records have sold very well so far, and maybe it's because obviously no advertising or promotion or famous artists or anything like that, and I haven't had the songs in movies, so there's lots of reasons why I haven't made it or we're not famous yet. But hopefully actually making these songs compete with any major release in terms of the arrangements and the overall quality of the entire song and the packaging of the song now, I can really compete on even ground now. So Shaolin Records will hopefully emerge as a force in the future, at least of the musical future. All right. So let's see. I think I was going to give you a song from, I'm not sure. I had a song planned out. We'll see what you get here. But I'll give you something. But there's an update on what I'm doing, and I'll keep you informed of my progress as I actually learn how to play the orchestra.